Hey everyone, we've infiltrated Coach Zimmer's office to talk about the schedule. It was released and you've gotten a peek at it, so have I, and now the fans have. But first of all, I want to congratulate you on getting out of draft meetings. You've been stuck in them for like 2 months and we got you out. I think you'd be happy with us.
Yeah, I am. They're talking about punters right now, so it's even better.
I don't think we're not going to punt this year. I don't think we need one.
No, we don't need to.
Let's talk about the schedule, and we want to thank the NFL because for just the second time in a decade, we open at home. We have a home game, the early game of the Monday Night Football doubleheader against the Saints. This is something you've done before. You played in the late half of the doubleheader against San Francisco a couple years ago. This is the early half. Opening on Monday night, is that a double-edged sword, or is it all good?
Well, I think it's fun, actually. You know, we get to open at home. I think the fans will be really excited about the game. New Orleans is a great team, Hall of Fame quarterback, a Super Bowl winning coach, so it should be a lot of fun.
We get into October and we have three straight division games in October, and you know, every game is 1/16th of the schedule, but I know you kind of say sometimes division games count as two. So you get three games in a row that count as two.
Yeah, these division games are going to be really important. Detroit, Chicago, and Green Bay all in a row. And, you know, we've got to do better in the division. And this is a chance. We get two out of three of them at home, and so it'll be fun.
There's a big log jam in the NFC for the playoff race. Those division games factor into tiebreakers a lot, so very important games. A big thing on the schedule this year for us is the London game. The Vikings were selected to play overseas in London. That's going to happen right in the middle of the season. It's going to happen in week 8, and then the schedule makers give the Vikings a week 9 bye. So talk about all the work that you guys have put into playing in this game. It's your first time playing there while being in charge of a team. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's my first time playing there anytime, but you know, we've done a lot of research about best time to go, how to do things. We're probably going to do it a little bit different. We're going to get there maybe a day earlier than most of the teams have. But it is right in the middle of the season. We get the bye on the week after in week 9, and we play the early game, so we'll be able to get back right after the game.
Can you sell to your team this is a good time to have the bye, no matter when the bye is, or do you feel there's a best time to have the bye?
Well, I don't think you want to have it real early. I think, I think probably middle of the year is a time when you need it the most. Obviously, coming back from London, trying to get our legs back when we get back will be important.
All right, if you're a football guy, you're going to love the month of December. You have 5 games in the month of December. 3 of them on the road, 4 against NFC teams, and 2 against your division. December football is always big, but seems especially so this year for us.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. You know, it's very similar to what we had last year. Actually, Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit, and then we've got Green Bay on Sunday Night Football up there in Lambeau, and then we finish up here against the Bears.
I want to ask you, the Vikings play at Pittsburgh once every 8 years. You know, so the last time we did it was 2009. It's a really cool environment there if you're the Steelers or Steelers fans. It's not that cool if you're the opponent, but you are familiar with this from your time in Cincinnati. You play there every year. What's it like playing at Pittsburgh?
It's fun. The fans are rowdy. That time of year the grass should still be good because it's early. You know, unfortunately, you get Roethlisberger, who's an unbelievable Hall of Fame quarterback as well. So, you know, the first 2 weeks we start out with two Hall of Famers.
The NFL and its fans make a big deal of the schedule release because it's an exciting time. It reminds fans that football is kind of around the corner. But for you, you probably don't get that into it. You already knew who we were playing. You just didn't know when, and you're in the middle of the off-season program. So how are things going here at Winter Park?
You know, it's going good. The guys are working real hard. I think they've got a really good attitude. I like this football team. I like the way these players are. I like the attitude that they have. It gets me re-energized to get ready to go for the season.
Do you want to do any mock drafts or season schedule record predictions?
I'll probably skip those too.
Yeah, probably a good idea for us.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks, Mike.